The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Navy seems to be all right. Enjoying all the attention, if truth be known.
Thanks very much, Dr. Redmond.
Oh, don't thank me, Miss Colclough. Thank Mr. Darlington here.
Oh, really, if I hadn't been at the pub so long...
Don't be daft, Lou. I don't know what would have happened if you hadn't turned up when you did.
Indeed.
I thought he'd have been in hospital longer than one night, though.
Oh, the problem was nipped in the bud. It could have been a different story, it has to be said.
And we all know who's to blame for that.
How are you feeling, Mr. Binns?
Oh, I'm all right. She's really sorry.
Oh, it's not always right to apportion blame.
The boy's all right, and that's a blessing.
You've got your prescription. Just be more careful this time, is what we're saying.
He means don't leave the top off.
You've learned by your mistakes, then.
I'll see you out, Doctor. By the way, will it be okay for Nevy to spend the day with his grandma?
Oh, of course. Be a nice little treat. Goodbye, Mr. Darlington.
It's him who deserves a treat. I've got a nice pork chop for his dinner.
You're out of order, Cheryl.
You're the one who's out of order.
I've said all week I'm sorry. There were no need to drag it all out again in front of the doctor. You know very well I'm poorly.
I'll give you poorly. You're lucky I didn't put you in hospital and all.
Give me a break.
I've got a good mind break your neck.
Cheryl, please. Is it necessary, all this acrimony, ill feeling, daggers drawn? I mean, does it matter who's to blame? This child's fit and well and playing with his toys, thank God.
So that's a salad bap. Is that brown or white?
Brown, please.
Good, because I've only got brown.
Are you taking the Michael in?
Market research. We're on this fibre kick. I have to find out what people prefer.
Well, what if they prefer white?
Ah, cheese.
Seems a bit harsh. You having a drink with me?
Oh, I shouldn't when I'm on duty, but since you're twisting me arm, I've got worries.
Don't tell me. Your Yorkshire pudding's a flop.
Look, if I tell you, will it go straight back to your mum?
Are you accusing me of gossip? I hope not, Duck. I'm sole of discretion, ask anybody.
Before he died, my husband talked me into having one of these cards. You know, piece of plastic with braille on.
No money required. Hand over the card and Bob's your uncle.
Bob with my husband, actually.
I get the picture. You're up to your eyeballs.
I never went mad, Wendy. At least I didn't think I was. I only used it for my bit of shopping. The odd bottle or two from the off-license. It only said 20 quid a throw.
Who mounts up, though?
1,200...
1,200 quid?
And 68p. I'm not bothered about 68p. I could pay that off now. It's in my purse.
Not much if you say it quick. Didn't you have a limit? They normally say hold after a limit.
Ah, but it's the interest. There's no flipping limit on the interest. You won't tell anybody, will you, Wendy? Between you and me, eh?
You better have that drink, Elaine. If I were in your shoes, I'd charm as many punters as possible and stick the money in a pint pot. That soon mounts up and all, you know.
Right, park you behind you two. Your dinner's ready.
Oh, it smells good too, Mrs. B. Come on, old Nev.
It's a long time since we had pork chops for dinner.
Oh, shall we say grace?
Go on, then.
Grace!
There you go. Took him.
Oh, thank you very much, Mrs. B.
It's about time you started calling me Cheryl.
Oh, right you are. Cheryl.
Hang on. What's this?
What's up? What are you turning your nose up at?
He's got a pork chop.
Well spotted.
Well, how come I got sausage?
It's made of pork, isn't it?
Well, he gets a chop and I get sausage.
Tip up some money and you might get a chop.
But that's not fair.
It's not raining. You're not the hero. He is.
Look, Nev can have mine.
No, he can't. You get it eaten.
But I really don't mind.
No, if she's given you a chop, you have it.
Mm. Well, I must say, compliments to the chef.
It chokes you.
Come on, Nevy. Put put your gloves on.
Where are you going?
I'm taking him Connie's, aren't I?
Oh, goodbye then. Ta-da, little Nevy.
And I shan't be back till late. I'm having a drink with our Wendy. Tra!
Look, Nev.
I told you, I don't want your chop. Preferential treatment you're getting. I wouldn't mind, but you were all for kicking you out last week. Now it's a red carpet job. Sausage.
Perhaps if you reintroduced a tinge of romance to your marriage.
Marriage? We're not married.
And all this time I've been calling her Mrs. Binns. Oh, it's so foolish of me. Still, that may be it.
Well, maybe what?
If you proposed.
Proposed? To Cheryl?
I'm not talking about the Queen Mother.
Propose, eh?
Bunch of orchids, candlelit dinner. Call me old-fashioned, Nev, but I believe that's what a woman thrives on. You're talking to an expert.
You might be right.
Of course I'm right. Been divorced 3 times. Like I say, punch is no good without Judy.
Maybe. But I still don't see why you get a chop and I get sausage.
Number 19, Plowman's. And if anybody says Plowman's, what, I'll crown them. Number 19, who was it?
Oi. Oi, Wendy. Have you heard it?
Who? Fanny Craddock.
You've been filling her up with drink. It's making herself look a right burk.
Oh, come off it. They're loving it. What are you on about? You ought to be pleased.
I like to boast a good cheap meal and she's slapping the price of a Bacardi on top.
Leave her alone. She's got worries.
She'll have worries when she falls over. She won't be able to get back up again.
Blimey, it's teeming in here.
Hey up, Cheryl. I thought you wanted to come in.
Oh, Gran kept me talking, didn't she? Yet another lecture on child mind.
No, I raised you little and had had an accident.
He's all right now. It's in him you should have had lectured at, though. It's a clown I live with.
Ah. Room for a little one, is there?
Lou, darling. Take a pew.
I hope you don't mind having an old fellow like me sit with you, only you seem to be having a sisterly tete-a-tete.
Oh, it's nowt.
Oh, come, come, Cheryl. You've got problems.
Is it that obvious?
I've been with you now for 2 weeks. A wise old owl notices these things, these signs. Take lunchtime, when you wouldn't give Nev the chop.
Were you going to give him the chop?
Not that sort of chop. It means a pork chop.
That sounds a bit kinky to me.
And we know why young Nevy had the accident. You told Neville about the other man in your life, and he was brooding in the kitchen when he should have been with the boy.
Are you saying it were my fault?
I'm saying it's no good, all this friction. You need to sort yourselves out.
I would be if I were her. I'd be in Saudi by now.
Wendy, why didn't you broadcast all me business?
Look, I consider this is my business. I'm doing this out of loyalty, not just to Nev, but to both of you, because you've helped me. I care. All I ask is that you think carefully, Cheryl. This man, has he been in touch?
Since when?
Well, since he went to Saudi.
Oh, obviously he's got to get himself sorted out first.
Has he been in touch?
If you must know, no.
A fly by night by all accounts. Nev, on the other hand, all right, he gets things wrong, he's hit an icy patch, like me. But he means well. Decent fellow, if ever there was one, Cheryl.
He's all right, I suppose.
Now then, if you were to tie the knot...
Propose, you mean? Marry Nev?
Well, it is a leap year.
A wedding in family. Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Well, you've changed your tune. You were packing me off to Saudi a minute ago.
That was before I knew you were getting wed.
I'm not getting wed.
It may be just what Nev needs, Cheryl. Just the incentive he needs to get a job, even.
Me in a wedding dress? Nah, I can't see it.
Well, I wouldn't mind splashing out on a bridesmaid dress. Correction, I wouldn't mind Dad splashing out on a bridesmaid dress. Now, you got to think about it, Chez. It'll be fantastic.
I hope. What you lot all excited about?
Ah, Mrs. Steele, come and join us.
Oh, let me sit down. I must have walked up and down Mocott. My legs are killing me.
Eileen!
Oh, hang on, Wilf. I've only just sat down. Let me have 5 minutes.
I've got a complaint.
See a doctor.
A bloke in the corner said he had a fly in his lobby. And you said... Shut your gob, or else everybody will want one. I can't have let that go.
Oh, very, very good. Yes. Very droll. Yes. I'll work that into the act.
Yeah, I bet you will. No.
Yes. Talking of which, Mr. Rushton, about that booking you promised me.
Not now, darling. I'd like a word with Elaine. Upstairs, please.
Yeah, you see that? Promised me faithfully. I knew the minute I saw him I couldn't trust that fellow.
And it looks like I'm in for a rollicking. I'll be right back, darling.
You see what I mean? If I married Nev, I'd probably end up like her.
You'd better sit this end down, Elaine.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wilf. It won't happen again. I didn't mean to say it, but it would be rude. Do you know what he said? He said he wanted to take me...
I'm not interested in what he said. You will get that off some of the customers.
One of my fault. We had a fly past the lobby.
Well, perhaps you've... Perhaps you'd have exercised a spot more tact if you weren't three parts drunk. I mean, I know who's to blame for that. Wendy Coakley encouraging you to mix for the odd tip.
She only said I had to put it in the pint pot and watch it mount up.
Yeah, the trouble is, you've been putting it in a pint pot and having a drink and all.
Oh, Wilf, I never have.
I don't mind your mixing, Elaine. You have them eating out of your hand sometimes, but you're mixing it a bit thick with some of them.
Oh, Darlington, you mean... You're jealous.
I'm not jealous. I told you I didn't trust him.
He cheers me up when my spirits are low.
Well, spill the beans then. Tell me what's lowering your spirits. Otherwise, how can I help you? Now, come on. Do not cry, Mrs. Steele. You go rusty.
I'm in some lumber.
Shove up, let me sit by you.
Oh, don't come too close. I smell a chip oil.
What sort of lumber? No, I don't want to pry, but is it out to do with Ray Coakley?
Ray Coakley? Why? What do you know about him?
Well, yeah, I knew something went on.
Now went on. Any rules, I don't fancy him now. I fancy you.
You what?
And you fancy me and all. Let's not beat about the bush.
Crikey. That's come as a bit of a shock. Hell of a shock, in fact.
Hello? Jed? I can talk. I don't know how long for. Why didn't you call me? I meant before now. Too busy. How long will you be in Saudi? You won't be coming home then. Jed, I've got to go. I've got to go. Nev's back.
Who was that?
Me mum. What time I'm on work tomorrow.
She all right?
Yeah, fine. What's with the flowers?
They're for you.
Orchids. Lovely. What's brought these on?
Is Nevy still at Connie's?
Yeah, I've only just got in.
Good. I wanted to talk to you. How long we lived together, Cheryl?
50 years, is it?
Be serious. I'll tell you, 3 years. So I was thinking... Perhaps we could... Well, I mean...
I don't believe this. He's been dishing out advice to you and all. Agony, Uncle. He's told you, propose to me.
Well, it wasn't his idea entirely. Well, he said the same to you.
It is a leap year.
Oh.
I mean, Nev, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Ridiculous? Oh, him giving us the same advice, you mean? Joking apart, though, Chez... I'm asking you to marry me. Well, what'd you say?
Today's writer was Mark Bickerton. The Colcloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode on Monday.